Blog Talk Radio.
La notte a Târziu,
it was very late at night.
Stăteam pe o piatră afară.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lui Stan i-am arătat piatra că nu a fost la mine.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stăm și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România m-au urmărit cu mașina să mă omoare.
Because in Romania and in Italy they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină,
but it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit,
the light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești tu disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-a lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am un implicat cap.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you? This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pentru.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
this is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
In one day it will burn.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Florida.
And then he showed me Florida.
Aici e Florida.
This is Florida.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And in one day it will burn.
Da, cu mine ce ai să faci?
But what will you do with me, I said?
Been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. I am Michael Boldea, your host. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast, and once more, we are live this fine, fine evening. Weather's still a little brisk here in Wisconsin, but hey, it's Wisconsin. As long as you're not getting 2 feet of snow, consider yourself lucky, because apparently the East Coast got hammered, and they're digging themselves out as we speak. So if you are in that particular area and you're listening to this broadcast, stay safe. Apparently the snow is heavy. It's wet. So, shovel in moderation. I have to do it once in a while. And let's just say that after a good 30, 40 minutes of shoveling snow, you start seeing the benefits of a place like Florida or Georgia. You could live with the alligators a little better when you start to consider all that's going on when you get a really healthy snowfall. But that having been said, welcome to the program. As of today, it would seem Kentucky Fried Chicken has not solved its gravy issue, but they're well on their way to making more of the slop as we speak, and I'm sure that if you have or are jonesing for the KFC gravy, eventually, soon enough, you will get your fill once more. So what's been happening this week? Well, this week we learned that the ruling class of California cares not a whit for its citizens. They are vociferously and tirelessly defending illegal criminals in lieu of protecting their own citizenry. Attorney General Jeff Sessions apparently woke up from his slumber and decided that these United States was going to sue the state of California because, and this is rich, if you haven't heard the story, it's a little disconcerting. Because the mayor of Oakland went on either Facebook or Twitter or live television or some sort of mass media medium, and she informed all those who were in her city illegally that ICE was going to raid and make arrests. And it was later reported by ICE officials that 800, this is in one city, 800 illegal criminals with records ranging from child abuse and molestation to rape to kidnapping to armed robbery escaped the net of ICE because the mayor took it upon herself to warn the criminal citizenry that ICE was a-coming to arrest them all. Now, if you're a Republican at this juncture, all you really need is the popcorn. Because what you're watching at this point is the Democratic Party as a whole betting on a losing horse. This is the last thing they've got, illegal immigrants. And apparently this is the hill they are choosing to die on. And I don't know how many voting peoples, you know, legal tax-paying American citizens, appreciate the fact that people like Kamala Harris and our favorite senior citizen with a mental disorder, House Minority Leader Nancy, where am I, Pelosi, have taken it upon themselves to criminalize and otherwise disparage law enforcement in lieu of, well, the criminal element. Because as the ICE report states, they weren't going after grandmas and grandpas and people that have been here for 20, 30 years. They were going after actual criminals who had arrest warrants out on them, who had done very bad things to innocent people, and these individuals ought not to have been here in the first place because they did not acquire passage to these United States legally. Now, this whole thing has been ratcheted up because some people just don't know when to quit. So, House Minority Leader Nancy, where am I, Pelosi, released a statement yesterday calling last week's Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids in Northern California unjust and cruel. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because there is a bigger picture at play here. If illegal immigrants get a carve-out as far as having to be law-abiding, and actual U.S. citizens get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law when they run a red light or speed, then pray tell, what are the benefits of being a taxpaying U.S. citizen? Haha, got you there. But let's talk about Nancy Pelosi, then we'll get into some other stuff. Because I'm a little burnt out on politics. We are going to talk about the trade tariffs that some people agree with and some people don't agree with, and we'll discuss it. We'll make rational arguments for one side and the other. There's no such thing as fairness in the world. There's no such thing as a fair shake. Every nation wants to benefit, and the way you benefit is at the detriment of someone else. And what China's been doing for the last 20, 30 odd years, not really fair by any stretch. This has been economic terrorism. And do I agree with tariffs? I'm nobody. Who am I to care? Are things potentially going to have a ripple effect and increase the price of things? Unfortunately, it's a possibility, and we'll get into that. But, you know, how many shirts can you buy, really? How many cars can you buy, really? I don't know how this is going to shake out. But one thing is certain, we've set upon this course. So, yes, we are putting tariffs on steel. And where this goes, we shall see. But back to Nancy. Where am I? Pelosi. Because, well, some people just deserve to be mocked. And Nancy Pelosi is one of those people. Look, I'm a firm believer in the idea that people should know when to quit. Honestly, I think it's a noble thing to look at yourself in the mirror and go, all right, I'm out of gas. I should be, you know, playing with my grandkids or, you know, learning how to braid my dog's hair, something other than doing this, because doing this no longer works for me. I had the same sentiment some years ago regarding the patriarch of the 700 Club, good old Pat Robertson. Because, yeah, it was time to go, and he still hasn't gotten the message. Because you get to a certain age, and it doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to people who talk a lot, especially to people who talk out, you know, both sides of their mouth, like, you know, good old Nancy. You start saying really goofy things at a certain age. You start saying things that other people with reason and you know, a modicum of understanding scratch their heads about and go, I do not understand what you just tried to say. And I don't know, I guess these people have no close friends. I guess these people don't have anyone that loves them enough to pull them aside and go, all right, you know, here's your licorice and a coloring book. Maybe it's time to relax a little. Unwind. Watch a sunset. Have yourself a sparkly soda. Something other than being the House Minority Leader and letting really goofy things spill out of your mouth. But back to Nancy. So she said that the raids in Northern California are unjust and cruel. Just last week, President Trump decided to terrorize innocent immigrant families in the Bay Area with his unjust and cruel raids. And see, this is where the old switcheroo happens. This is where the sleight of hand takes place. Because Nancy, where am I, Pelosi, has already identified these people as innocent immigrant families. I am an immigrant to this nation. I come from a family of innocent immigrants. And guess what? Never been raided by ICE. Why, might you ask? Well, because we have social security numbers and once upon a time had green cards, and now I'm a citizen of the nation. And the most important thing of all is that my family came here legally. We had permission from the government of these United States to enter these United States and habitate here. Call it our new home, if you will. So it's disingenuous from the jump. Her statement begins with a fallacy, a lie. These were not innocent immigrant families. These were illegal aliens who had criminal records and warrants. Now, if it was happening to innocent immigrant families, I would sympathize. I sympathize with innocent people because they are by definition innocent. But if you, as a duly elected representative of the people of California, mischaracterize those after whom Immigration and Customs Enforcement went because you're trying to push the narrative that these are innocent immigrant families, you are doing a disservice to your constituency. So maybe you should write on your hand where you are, Madam Pelosi, and maybe you should underline and underscore the fact that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement were not going after innocent peoples. So yes, Madam Pelosi said this in a statement after the Justice Department filed a lawsuit against the state of California for meddling with federal immigration policies on Tuesday. You know that old adage, a house divided against itself cannot stand? We're not a house divided, we're a house fractured at this point. And I don't care what political party you belong to. If the baseline isn't being law-abiding, then we're going to have chaos shortly. If elected officials begin to meddle and interfere with customs enforcement and immigration enforcement, if they're actively trying to hinder the enforcement of the law of the land, two things are going to happen. First, there will be a wholesale erosion of respect for the rule of law from citizens and non-citizens, because when you see this kind of circus taking place, when you see elected officials shamelessly disregarding the law, what impetus, pray tell, do you have to follow the law to the letter? Exactly. Let's continue with what Nancy, I didn't take my meds today, Pelosi said. Pelosi said that the ICE raids are a new low. Oh, really? For the Trump administration, adding that immigration officials are trying to promote a mass deportation agenda. I was just having a conversation about this with a friend who stopped by. He left like 3 minutes before the radio program started, and I think this is why I started talking about this just as I came on the air. Look, if somebody's been here for 15, 20, 30 years, if they're law-abiding and they have a job and they've built a home, I feel sympathy and there's room for discussion. I think Donald Trump tried to extend an olive branch, and the Democrats took it and chewed it up and spat it back in his face real quick. So if somebody's law-abiding and they've been here for decades, and they're integrated in the community and they have jobs, all right, there's wiggle room there. But if you have a criminal record, if you are a known offender of the law, if you flaunt the law of this land and you do everything to abuse its citizenry, then you should be gone. There's no wiggle room there. There's no room for discussion. If I can't tell the color of your skin because of how many tattoos you have on your face, and the only thing in your wardrobe is a wife beater and pants that sag down to your knees, then let me be the first to say hasta luego, which is goodbye in Spanish. You see, there's this myth. And it's pervasive. And one of the ones that used it most was Barack Hussein Obama. That all these nations, and I'm not talking about one specific nation, but all these nations, they sent the best and the brightest to our shores. So, let me dispel that fallacy. As an immigrant, as someone who has traveled a lot in his life, let me be the first to tell you that the best and the brightest of any nation do very well in that nation, and they don't need to come here. Let me repeat that. Let me assure you that the best and the brightest of any nation do well enough in that nation, and they don't have to come here. My family was kicked out of our country. We were expelled. If I had to live in Romania, you know, I'd make my way there too. Because I know how things work. I know how to earn a living. Now, I don't know how you define best and brightest, but I have a checklist. Number one, with a bullet on my checklist of someone being eligible for the title of best and brightest, is that they know how to use indoor plumbing. Enough said. So the idea that the best and the brightest are flocking to our shores is a lie. You have a lot of low-wage laborers. You have a lot of illiterate people. You have a lot of people that are coming over that have never seen an indoor toilet. Because if life was great where they were, they wouldn't want to come here. And again, I sympathize. However, nations have borders. A nation without borders is a free-for-all. Continue with Madam Pelosi's diatribe, a woman who will never have to suffer the consequences of her idiocy, because chances are better than good that she will be safe behind the high walls of her gated community. And even if some criminal element manages to sneak in, her paid armed security will dispatch the criminal long before they have a chance to rip Nancy's diamond earrings out of her ears. So, let us continue. The people of California will not be bowed by the Trump administration's brazen aggression and intimidation tactics. And I guarantee you that the people of California, the law-abiding citizens, are sitting there going, excuse me? I'm all for criminals being taken away. I like the idea of being able to walk down the street at night and not get robbed. I like the idea of taking my kids to the beach and not stepping on needles on my way to the water. As an aside, the people's paradise of California and its most glowing jewel, San Francisco, spent $60 million doing what, might you ask? Beautifying the city? Planting flowers in flower pots? Planting trees and herbs in gardens? Nay. They spent $60 million cleaning human feces and used drug needles off the streets of San Francisco. Yum, yum, the San Francisco treat. $60 million to clean human feces and used drug needles off the street. You know what, Nancy? I don't think the people of California are feeling intimidated by the idea of criminal elements being swept up in ICE raids. Call me skeptical regarding the veracity of your claims, madam. So, again, the genius words of the genius Nancy, I forgot my name, Pelosi. People of California will not be bowed by the Trump administration's brazen aggression and intimidation tactics. Californians will continue to proudly keep our doors open to the immigrants who make America more American. And you wonder why people mock Nancy's intelligence level? Listen to the cacophony of stupid in that sentence alone. Californians will continue to proudly keep our doors open to the immigrants who make America more American. They're not immigrants. They are illegal interlopers, people who've committed crimes, people who have warrants out for their arrest. But yes, it's illegal immigrants that make America more American. Oh, Nancy. We will fight this sham lawsuit and will fight all cowardly attacks on our immigrant communities. Look, I'm sorry, but the fact that the people of California keep on electing this woman, you deserve to wade through human feces while walking to the bus stop and being entertained to a drug addict shooting up in the bus as you're going to work to pay the high state tax, high property tax, high everything tax, just so you could say you live in California, yay. So, you deserve to wade through human feces because you elect fools like this who say that illegal interlopers is what make America more American. Oh, it's just, you know what? If it wasn't so sad, it would be a lot funnier. But it is that sad, kids. It is that sad. So, ICE arrested 232 illegal aliens, including 180 criminal illegal aliens, in a four-day raid conducted in San Francisco last week. Pelosi's comments echoed those of Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, who sent a warning to San Francisco Bay Area residents of ICE raids and encouraged interested residents to consult the website of Centro Legal de la Raza. She encouraged interested residents to consult the website of a legal center for the race in Spanish. So Centro Legal de la Raza, a local immigration law center, in case they found themselves detained, of course. Who pays these lawyers, public defendants and whatnot? Raise your hand if you pay taxes, because it's you. Now, the Department of Justice is currently investigating Schaff to see if her warning caused some criminal illegal aliens to evade immigration authorities, although officials declined to comment on the status of the investigation. Now, it's just a hypothesis on my part, but I do think there's something in the water. Because how can such an amalgam of just nutter butters be in California politics? Because, you know, once Nancy speaks up, all the other clowns have to jump out of the clown car and make themselves known. And so in Sacramento, California, not quite San Francisco, because they didn't spend $60 million to clean up human feces from their streets, Governor Jerry Brown complained Wednesday that the Trump administration is basically going to war against the state of California after Attorney General Jeff Sessions filed a lawsuit Tuesday evening against California's sanctuary state laws. So, yes, this is the governor of California who says that the administration is going to war with the state. I would love to hear from the citizenry, because if the majority of California citizens feel like this, if they agree with the idiocy of Jerry Brown and Nancy Pelosi, I hereby submit that when we build the wall, just include California. How about them apples? Because it's not going to get any better. Things are going from bad to worse as far as lunacy is concerned. Apparently, you don't just lose your reason and remain static. Lunacy perpetuates itself. It gets worse and worse. So these elected, duly elected officials have come to despise the citizenry that put them into office and give aid and comfort to criminal illegals, people who've committed crimes, 182 people who had felonies or worse. Why is it that Senator Brown doesn't sympathize with the parents whose children got murdered by illegal aliens? Why don't they get a little sympathy? Their lives got snuffed out by people who weren't supposed to be here in the first place. They did not come here legally. And I guarantee you, you ask any immigrant that came here legally, they have a bone to pick with anybody that jumped the fence. They have a bone to pick with anybody that came here illegally, because they know how hard it is to get all the papers that the U.S. government wants together, to jump through every hoop that they have laid out, to wait and wait and wait until finally, welcome, you are now a resident and you get the privilege of paying taxes. So, yes, Jerry Brown, wow, imagine the IQ level combined of Jerry Brown and Nancy Pelosi. That ought to be something to behold. So the lawsuit targets three laws in particular: the Immigrant Worker Protection Act, the Inspection and Review of Facilities Housing Federal Detainees Law, and the California Values Act. Now, if anything was oxymoronic, that right there is it. The California Values Act, from the state that brought you, well, feces-lined streets and needles in your shoes. Sessions flew to Sacramento to mark the occasion with a speech Wednesday morning to a meeting of the California Peace Officers Association, which had opposed the SB 54, which is the California Values Act. In his address, Sessions compared California's resistance to federal immigration law to the efforts of the Old South and the Confederacy to resist the Union. There is no nullification. There is no secession. Federal law is the supreme law of the land. And yep, if you are part of these United States, ding, 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 Sessions got it right. Federal law is the supreme law of the land. And he continues and he said, I would invite any doubters to Gettysburg and to the graves of John Calhoun and Abraham Lincoln. In response, Governor Moonbeam himself, Gerald Brown, Jerry for those who know him better, said this, enraged as he was, there is really unprecedented for the chief law enforcement officer of the United States to come out to California and act more like Fox News than a law enforcement officer's. This is a political stunt. See, everything that these people disagree with is a political stunt. All right, so I don't know. You tell me what you think, because I'm, you know, I'm losing hope for the state of California. It's disheartening. Because you are seeing the corrosion and the collapse of what could have been a grand nation due to just absolute lunacy. And I know that this was foretold, and I know that we're living prophetic times. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mourning something that could have been. But I'm awestruck by the way it's all shaping up. And I'm awestruck by just how many people are self-loathing in this nation. There are people that to this day, right now, at this moment in time, are risking their lives to get here on a raft, on a boat, or whatever. Yet, many people in this nation, people elected to government, people whose jobs are really, really easy. Because you know what? Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, they're not digging coal. They're not digging ditches. Believe you me, their hands are soft and supple. They have security and salaries that come from the schmucks like you and I who pay our taxes. But they are so self-loathing, and they despise this nation so much that they would see it turn into a third world sewer, like the ones that many of these people are trying to escape from, than to see it succeed. It's scary what self-loathing will do to a human mind. Because that's the only explanation for it. Either that, or they're enamored with the idea of socialism. And I've been dealing with this past week. Because I've run into a lot of people who've never been to a socialist country, who've never had to live under the tyranny of socialism or communism. Call it whatever you want. It's the same thing. Yet who are enamored by it. And the only thing I have to say to people like that is go live in Cuba for a month. And then come tell me that socialism is grand. Go live in Venezuela for a month. Not with a bunch of American dollars, but you know, like an actual Venezuelan. Because those people are past eating their pets. They're hunting rats in basements. That's what socialism gets you. And you have an entire generation of young people who are utterly clueless as to what it is. But they hear all the right buzzwords, don't they? Free. Free tuition, free healthcare, free college, free loans, free everything. And they eat it up, man. Because they don't realize that nothing is free in this world. Everything comes at a price. Now, I know there are a lot of people that are willing to give up their dignity and give up their will and give up everything else for the idea of free. But once you give all those things up, once you become a slave to the system, everything tastes bitter. Everything tastes sour. Everything is dim and colorless. Why do you think there's so many people trying to escape communist and socialist nations? Because they've had it so good for so long that they want to come and see how the other half lives? But still, man, nobody's getting a clue. This is Bernie Sanders. Was within proximity of the presidency of the United States. That should shake you to the core. But now, apparently, new things on the horizon. There is no further update on Gravygate 2018, so I cannot update you. But President Donald Trump today did sign his official establishment of tariffs on aluminium, as the English would say, or aluminum, as the rest of the world would say, and steel on Thursday, which is today, in a dramatic ceremony in the Oval Office. The tariffs were exactly as he proposed them last week, 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum. Trump said that the tariffs were important to sign, citing that industry communities were devastated by bad trade deals and failed promises from failed politicians. And this is where I do agree. Politicians got bought off and they made horrible deals, not concerned with the American worker. And the American citizen just got his stuff cheaper, and cheaper is always better, isn't it? Trump continued and said, our factories were left to rot and to rust all over the place. Thriving communities were turned into ghost towns. I've driven through a lot of those. If you've driven as much as I've driven, then you know the veracity of that statement. There were entire towns decimated by decisions politicians made half a world away regarding the livelihoods of average citizens, and they never batted an eye. Trump continues and says, those who poured their souls into building this great nation were betrayed. But that betrayal is now over. I'm delivering on a promise I made during the campaign, and I've been making it for a good part of my life. Trump indicated that steel protection was essential to national security, pointing out that the national capacity for both steel and aluminum had diminished. Steel is steel, he said. You don't have steel, you don't have a country. He praised the announcement from steel companies promising to restore hundreds of jobs as a result of the tariffs and increase production. Put his decision in historical context, citing President George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, William McKinley. Now, there's a name that had to be dusted off. And, of course, Theodore Roosevelt. And the need for a strong, vibrant, independent manufacturing base in America. So this will either go one of two ways. Either it will invigorate the economy more, or we're going to start seeing prices inch up, which will eat away at the tax cuts that most people got, and it will make the citizenry unpleasant, let's say. And, of course, the Democrats will come out and, blame everything where they've always blamed everything. on the other side. Politics, dear friends, is a whore. And truer words were never spoken. So we shall see. Am I hopeful? Guardedly. Because, again, there's every action has an equal and opposite reaction. You don't do these tariffs in a vacuum. So what will the Chinese tariff of American goods? If you start to get into a trade war, I don't know that anyone wins in a trade war. That's the problem. And I don't think that the average American has the stomach for suffering. See, the reason that certain things worked back in the day was that the average citizen understood the need for delayed gratification. They were willing to suffer now for an expected return a little further down the line. And as I'm speaking to you right now, something just flashed across my screen. And I'm going to read it just to spite a few people. Because weren't we supposed to be in World War III already? With the North Koreans? Wasn't this supposed to be it? Well, South Korea now says that Trump has agreed to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un by May to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So that is breaking news. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet by May to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I would love to be a fly on that wall. Because, like everything else, this too can go one of two ways. Either they end up in a fist fight and Trump bites off his ear, or the chunky monkey of the North Korean persuasion will see that his best course of action is to actually denuclearize. So we shall see. And if that happens, I think that it puts the Iranians in a box. And if it puts the Iranians in a box, I think the Russians will be a little unhappy about that. But, the North Koreans and the Iranians are well known for trading weapons and other things. So if they could box out the Iranians, if Trump could actually get a deal done where North Korea decides to denuclearize, that's one less place that the Iranians will have where they could get nuclear weapons from, which I think is good for the entire Middle East. The less places that the Iranians have to acquire nuclear material from, the better it is for the Middle East. So again, I'm highly skeptical that this will work, because let's just say that either men are not known for their even-tempered tones. So it will be interesting to see. But yeah, that just happened. So apparently by May, there will be a meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un. All right. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thought we'd see that happening? Meanwhile, you know, what else is going on? We're still here, and we're still seeing these things taking place, and our mandate is still to look up. Our mandate is still to lift high the name of Christ. Our mandate is still to live lives worthy of the name Jesus. I don't believe that we're supposed to be ignorant of what's happening around us. I think that being aware is a good thing. But being aware of what's happening doesn't mean that we should put our trust in anything other than in God. Everything can turn on a dime. We've seen it time and again. And I think for anyone to take one issue or one situation and say, well, I'm going to put my trust in it rather than in God, that is a recipe for disaster. I still believe that hard days are on the horizon, not just for America, but for the entire world. Because people love less and hate more. People take longer to forgive and angered a lot faster. Things are not moving in the right direction. But it's up to us as children of God to point the way to Christ. It's up to us as children of God to show the world that there is an alternative to hopelessness. There is an alternative to fear. There is an alternative to chaos. Joy can be found. Peace can be had. And not peace as the world defines it, but peace that only Christ can give. We possess the answer to so many questions. We possess the balm to so many wounds. We possess the light that has the power to shatter the darkness. But we are so reticent to use them. Sometimes fear holds us back. Sometimes doubt holds us back. Sometimes feeling inadequate holds us back. But I don't think we can afford the luxury of being held back anymore. I believe that the time we have must be used wisely, because you can feel it on the edges. You can feel it slipping. You can feel something coming. And you don't need prophetic illumination to feel it. Everybody feels on edge right now. And if you only looked at one side, one piece of the puzzle, if you only looked at one issue, isolated from everything else, you'd sit there and say to yourself, well, it's not that bad. But when you take a step back and see everything else that's going on in tandem, you realize that we are in very real danger of slipping into chaos and lawlessness. And if that happens, then it will truly be every man for himself in this nation. And that's a scary concept, because you got 330 million people from all over the world. But that's a different story for a different time. I just looked at my clock and I see that I'm almost out of time, so I want to give Gino a couple minutes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing me to rant and say the things that I felt needed said. Until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you. and may you allow wisdom to guide you. Gino, it's all yours.
Amen. Thank you, Michael. And I'd like to say that I'm really blessed, as others are, that Mike does address the issues of the day and that Mike does address current events. I think we fail miserably in keeping up on those things, and I think sometimes the church wants to put their head in the sand and not worry about politics and voting and current affairs and the direction of the country. So I just want to encourage everyone listening, as well as Mike, that it's refreshing to have a radio broadcast that does that. And with a biblical perspective, and with tying in these events with what God has shown our ministry. We have gotten incredibly many for the last few years. There will come emails that the earth is completely flat and that Jesus is coming back this time or that time. And as me and Mike toured for so many years, he would have to dispel a lot of those things. And now he has a radio show that people can tune in anywhere in the world and get a perspective that's refreshing and very encouraging and very timely. So I praise God that we have the opportunity to come into your home or wherever you're at, driving, etc. And it's called Light of Truth Broadcast. And if you do not, if you know of friends that want to get the broadcast, it will be up on YouTube tomorrow. And as well, it will be on the Blog Talk Archives. Last week's broadcast has already several hundred hits of people that have listened to it on the archives. So please continue to tune in, and God bless you and strengthen you. And if you have a question for Mike, you can email him at lightoftruth@handofhelp.com, or you can simply go to the handofhelp.com website and check out the latest book, The Battle Ready Believer, and other books, teachings, videos, and music that we have. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Boldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.